Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Hey friend, I'm your host, Leanne Heiss, and this is episode 58 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today, we're starting week one of our month of short training podcast to help you build a lasting prayer legacy for your children and schools using Moms in Prayer's Four Steps of Prayer. Today, I'm joined by Great Lakes Division Coordinator Marta Gemelli and Southern California State Coordinator Stacy Callender to kick off our four steps with praise. You may want to have the prayer sheet we'll be working from in front of you. So go ahead and go to momsinprayer.org, click on the Resources tab, then the Prayer Tools tab, then the Prayer Sheets tab, and then choose Faithful. Or you can jump on our blog. You can find a direct link to the Faithful Prayer Sheet there. If you have more questions about leading a group or about praying in one accord, or about praise, feel free to leave them on this week's podcast Facebook graphic, and we'll try to answer those questions. Or you can email me at podcast@momsinprayer.org, and I'll try to have them answered this week. Have you seen our brand new logo? Do you love it as much as we do? It beautifully represents the global aspect of our ministry, and it is so fresh. Just in time for our 35th anniversary, registration is quickly filling to our global celebration, Awaken Hope, in Southern California. But there's still room for you. Just a reminder that you can find today's show notes for today's episode and register for Awaken Hope on our website at momsinprayer.org. Are you following the hashtag MomsInPrayer on Twitter and Instagram? It is so fun to see your summertime pictures. Be sure to hashtag us into your post so we can follow along. Let's get started with praise. Well, Marta and Stacy, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hi, Lee.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so glad you're here. Marta, tell us who you are and how you came into Moms in Prayer.
Well, I had moved to Minnesota. I'm a mom with three grown kids. At the time, my kids were little. And a lady from church, she asked me to her house for coffee. And I got there, and it was a big switcheroo because she was talking to me about praying out loud and this thing Moms in Touch at the time. And that was not like me. And I think God saw how hard praying out loud was for me. I just cried the whole hour, usually, that first year. And I think that's why here I am a division coordinator today, because God knew I would be humble. I know how hard it is to pray out loud. And if I can do it, I am the role model for anyone being able to do it.
That's so great. So you're a division coordinator now. What does that mean?
So Moms in Prayer kind of uses the Moses model in leadership. And so I started as an area coordinator over 40 to 80 schools. And then I became a regional coordinator, and I helped moms start groups and maintain groups in, I think, about 350 schools. And then I became the Illinois State Coordinator, and now I'm Great Lakes, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and your home state, Michigan.
Woohoo!
Yes, smitten and with the mitten.
We are smitten with the mitten. And Stacy, you're here to tell us about yourself and your Moms in Prayer experience.
My Moms in Prayer experience has been all blessing, and it's really exciting. My story is similar to Marta's. I began very afraid to pray out loud. In fact, my mom told me about this ministry, and she said, "Stacy, you go, I'll babysit for you." I had two children at the time, and I was pregnant with my third. So I waddled off to my first Moms in Prayer meeting and vowed to be silent and just watch so I didn't embarrass myself. But when I heard the ladies praying so sweetly and so simply, I found myself joining in right away, and I loved it from the start. And from there, starting out as a member, I became a leader of a Moms in Prayer group. Eventually that leader passed the baton to me. And then from leader, I became an area coordinator, just like Marta, overseeing my school district. And from area coordinator, I became a state coordinator. And here I am in Southern California, overseeing over 7,000 schools.
7,000 schools, that's incredible.
I know, right? lots of schools here.
Well, it's wonderful. And I am so glad to be joined by two of my very favorite people to be kicking off training month. And training is so important in Moms in Prayer because it helps us pray with confidence. It's not something that we want to be legalistic about. It just helps us pray together and stay on the same page while we're praying. So Marta, what makes Moms in Prayer different from other groups?
Well, we use one accord prayer, and one accord prayer is really conversational. It means that when we pray, we're listening to each other, we're listening to the Holy Spirit, we're taking turns, and just like a good conversation, one person doesn't go on and on. You may pray something that triggers a verse God gave me in my quiet time. I want to add that. So everyone is adding and listening, short prayers.
It makes it so helpful when we begin to understand one accord praying. Stacy, why pray this way? What have you learned about this?
I think that's what attracted me so much from the start. I guess I always thought prayer was a monologue. You know, you hear your pastors praying at the front and you have to be eloquent. And one accord is so freeing because it is a conversation and it's just spirit directed, subject by subject, and you're listening. Just what Marta said, you're listening to one another, you're listening to the Holy Spirit and praying from the heart and taking turns. And it's such a beautiful, welcoming way to usher you in to the throne room.
Well, it takes the pressure off when we know that we're not going to have to pray on and on and on. Like maybe some people are used to doing at prayer meetings. This is actually entering into a conversation with the Lord together. But it takes some practice, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think that we are used to sitting down with the Lord and just pouring our heart out on and on and on. Whereas this is listening as much as it is speaking.
And really entering into a conversation threefold is so beneficial because as I listen to you pray, I'm learning about God, but it takes the conversation even deeper, right?
Oh, and in places that I never would have dreamed. I mean, we all have our personalities and I am always praying, keep my kids safe, keep my kids safe. And someone in my group might be praying, no, make them bold. Stretch them, Lord, show them new things. And my kids would miss all that if it was just me praying on and on what's in my heart.
Isn't that the truth? Stacy, what if someone prays out of order? You know, like you're on praise in the prayer sheet and then all of a sudden someone's listing Thanksgiving. Does it matter?
You know what? It's so gracious in Moms in Prayer and we all just love one another. One of the sweet blessings, the unexpected blessings are the friendships and the discipleship that happens. There's just grace. Grace abounds. And of course, when you're going to have someone new coming into your group, we always are welcoming in new ladies. So they're still learning. And so we just love them and graciously model praise during the praise time, silent confession during the confession time, Thanksgiving during the Thanksgiving time, and intercession during the intercession time. And we all are in different places of learning.
Yeah. So if someone does that and you're leading the group, Stacy, what would you do in that moment?
I would come alongside and agree. So let's say they thank God for something during the praise time, which is probably the most common thing because that's the most challenging place to come into Moms in Prayer and to understand the difference between praise and Thanksgiving. So that would happen there. I would pray at that moment and just ask the Lord to help me graciously transition it back to whatever step we are on.
Sure. So that leads me to the next question. Who is qualified to lead a Moms in Prayer hour?
I love that question because anyone can do this. Just what Marta was saying, if I can do this, anyone can do this. And a mom who is afraid to pray out loud, you hear both of us, that's how we started. And sometimes we think we're disqualified because we're afraid to pray out loud, or maybe we haven't had experience in a leadership role before. I have a lot of ladies who come and tell me, I would join a group, but please, I don't want to lead a group. And I say, you know what? You don't have to lead. Jesus will lead through you. And so just a willing mom.
Yeah. And what tools are required to do it?
That is another beautiful question because it's so easy. Moms in Prayer has all of the resources right available for you on our website. And all you need is a Bible, the Moms in Prayer booklet, which you can really read through in like an hour, and you can even download it on ebook, and then another person to pray with, another woman to pray with. That's it. And Jesus. And then you are an unstoppable force for good on your campus.
That's right. I love that now all our prayer sheets are available online. We have a mobile version and a download version. I don't know how you guys do it, but I have all of those prayer sheets downloaded in a Word document on my computer in a file. And that's even how I keep track of the attributes that we've prayed through as a group, is the last date it was used is the last time I pulled that prayer sheet in my group. And that's just been a great way for us to do it. But now everything's available online too. I know a bunch of the younger moms are praying exclusively from their phones now, and that's okay. But Marta, what's beneficial of having your Bible with you?
Well, I have prayed with some of these young moms group, these moms who are all hip and using their phone. And, you know, they bring prayer journals. They bring their moms in prayer journal. And so they're still jotting down. You know, we start with praise. We have silent confession. But Thanksgiving, it is so awesome to write down how God has answered. At the end of the year, you go back, you look through your prayer sheets or through your journal, and it's amazing. You may feel like it was kind of a dry year. It was hard for me to come some weeks. But when you see it all written, it is a monument to what the Lord has worked in your child's life and in your school that year.
Oh, that's so well said. The end of the year, we're all just always amazed at all the ways that we have seen God show up, because those of us who are praying are the ones who are seeing him working. Marta, can you go ahead and give us just a flyby overview of the prayer sheet? What are we going to see when we look at that?
Sure. Every prayer sheet starts with an attribute of God. That's our praise time. And then we will have silent confession. Then there's a section for thanksgivings. And you will all thank God for what he's, you know, done in the last week. And then we pray scripture for our children. That's a precious time when we are praying God's will. His word does not come back empty. To me, that's the choice fruit right there. And then we pray the specific concerns. It may be a test or a bully or a new job interview. Everything changes as your kids grow up. And then we pray for the school. We pray for teachers specifically. And we pray specific concerns for the school. You know, if you say, God bless our school, you don't know if the good things that happened that week are happenstance or did God bless the school. But when you are praying specifically, Lord, there's a band trip and I want my daughter to be in a room with Christians. I want my daughter to have a Christian chaperone. When God says yes, and it's over the top, you know, your favorite teacher who knows and loves the Lord, you know, God heard you and he's showing you he loves your daughter. He loves you. He wants to answer. And then at the end, we do pray 2 minutes for moms and prayer concerns. And there's something at the bottom of every sheet. Remember, what is prayed in the group stays in the group. You don't share with your kids. You don't share with your husband. You don't share on the bus stop. Hey, we prayed this and God did this. Your group has got to be precious and safe for every mom.
That's one of my favorite parts of the Moms in Prayer Hour. I'm sure it is for you too, Stacy. Aren't you glad that we have confidentiality in our groups?
It is. It's so special. You feel so secure coming in because you know you can pour out your heart with the woman that you're praying for. Our kids don't want to hear struggles advertised. Of course not. Would we want to hear our struggles advertised? But you can be so safe in Moms in Prayer because you know your prayer requests are only, it's between you, that other mom, and the throne of God, and that's it.
Such a gift to have that promise within our group. So Stacy, we start each hour of prayer with praise. What has starting here taught you personally?
Oh, you know, I know coming into Moms in Prayer a few years ago, right? I would have never thought that this would have been my favorite step. And my goodness, it has become my joy and my delight. Praise is a lifelong treasure-finding journey of getting to know your God. That's a quote from our founder, Fern Nichols. And I love that. It really is. And it's like when you enter into that time of praise, you can feel the burdens being lifted off of you because the burdens are growing smaller and your God is growing bigger and you're reminded about who he is and what he can do. And then you have to say to yourself, wait a second, what am I worrying about? This is who my God is. And we're doing what the scriptures tell us to do. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes on the Lord and what he can do. And the things of the earth are growing strangely dim. It happens right there in that step of praise.
So good. Marta, we already said that it's sometimes confusing the difference between praise and thanksgiving. Can you kind of simplify that for us?
Yeah, praise is focusing on who God is. Thanksgiving focuses on what he has done for us. And this is going to sound so sappy, so corny. Today I was walking behind my husband while he walked our dog. And I'm like, wow, Michael, you are very muscular. You're a very strong man. I noticed that. 2 weeks ago, we moved and he carried my treadmill into the house. And I could not stop thanking him because I love my treadmill. So that's it, you know. And God, when we praise him, it's not even thinking about how he relates to us with what he's done for us. It is, Lord, this is who you are. And I love in Revelation, I think it's 5:8, it says that God holds all of our praises in a bowl and then he hurls them at the enemy. This is just focused on giving God the gifts and the blessing and the honor that he deserves.
That's so good. So thanksgiving then is thanking him for what he's doing in our life. But praise is stating what's true about God, honoring him for who he is, putting him in his rightful place as ruler over us. That's what praise always does for me, is it unleashes this thought process inside of us that we do not have to have it all together. In fact, we don't, but he does for us.
I always think praise, if I did not exist, that praise would still be factual and true about God. Whereas thanksgiving is about how God and I exist and what specifically he's done for me and my kids and my school.
Oh, that's so good. So it's also recognizing, declaring, and proclaiming who he is in his nature and power. So let's try this. Friends, I want you to go online and look at our mobile version of the Faithful Prayer Sheet, or print a copy and follow along. We're praying from the Prayer Sheet Faithful. You can go to our site and download that. Hit pause. But once you're back, Marta, will you start us and lead us today just like you would at your group? And Stacy and I will practice praying in one accord so that everybody can hear how this sounds when we do it.
Okay, sure. You may read scripture and then open in prayer. I usually open the group in prayer and then we read the scripture. And so today I will read Psalm 33:4. Stacy, can you read Psalm 145:13?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lee, will you read Lamentations 3:22-24?
I'd love to.
Okay. Lord, we just come before you because you're faithful. You are faithful, and the three of us are sitting in different parts of the country. And yet, Lord, we can agree and we can just focus on your faithfulness. Show us new things about your faithfulness as we read our scripture today. Psalm 33:4 says, "For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does."
Psalm 145:13, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does."
Amen. And Lamentations 3:22-24 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him."
Lord, I love two of these verses say that you are faithful in all you do. We may not see it in the moment, but this is the truth. You are always faithful.
What a precious reminder that is to us today, Lord, that you are always faithful. I love that too. How it strengthens my faith, Lord, in that reminder that your faithfulness endures through all generations too.
Oh, Lord, how we can trust you, because you are always faithful. There's not going to be a time where you abandon that in our lives.
And I think about how much we want to be faithful friends and faithful in all we do. But Lord, we're human and there are things out of our control. And Lord, that's what makes you different. You can be faithful all of the time because you are all powerful. There are no circumstances that will stop you from being faithful.
What that does for our faith, that precious reminder, Lord, we can bank on your faithfulness. We can count on it. We can depend upon it and know it from the depths of our soul. You are so faithful, God.
Mm-hmm. I love knowing that you're faithful in our life. We can look at our kids. It's scary what's coming up in the world, Lord, but you are going to be faithful for the next 20 years, and you are going to be faithful when our kids have kids, and you are going to be faithful until you return. We do not have to be scared because you are faithful to all generations.
Oh, I love, Lord, that Psalm 145 said that. Your dominion endures through all generations, through this one and the next one until you return.
Mm-hmm. Yes, your word tells us your faithfulness reaches to the skies so high that we can see no end to it. I love that.
And Lord, sometimes we doubt your faithfulness. We forget. Sometimes we are not faithful as we should be and could be. And Lord, there's so many sins that beset us. And so right now during confession time, show us our heart. Lord, we want to pray openly in the next hour with you. And so Lord, if there is any sin, anything that we're hanging on to instead of you, show us now, Lord, in this moment of silent confession. And now in a normal hour, we would have 2 minutes and we would silently ask the Lord to look at our hearts, and we would agree with him that sin is sin, and we would let go, and we would just hang on to his faithfulness, and we would start to pray in earnest for our kids. We'd start thanking him for the things he's done.
Wow, Marta, that I know that was fast because we're on a time schedule here on the podcast, but I loved how we prayed overlapping one another, just agreeing and agreeing. And this time can last for a while. It's sweet to stay in that moment. How did you know when to transition, or how does a leader know when it's time to transition? I mean, you didn't stop and go, wait, stop, now we're going to confession. How did you know how to do that?
Well, today I rushed us a little because it is a podcast, but usually it will get a little quiet. It's amazing, 8 to 10 minutes, and suddenly we're all at peace. It's like you are so full of God's goodness and God's bigness and God, God, God. You just are overwhelmed, and you realize who you are, and you are not God. And you want to confess. You want to admit that you are not God. And so there's that aspect. I also sometimes keep an eye on my watch. I have to say, I wear a watch and I keep an eye on it.
I appreciate that so much. So Stacy, putting you on the spot here, but how does that work in your group too? How do you know when it's time to transition, and are there transition words that you say?
I also, you know, we're very mindful. One of the blessings of Moms in Prayer is that we start on time and we end on time, because everyone has an hour. But if that hour stretches out and the women aren't sure how long it's going to be this week, nope, we always know it's an hour. So we are mindful of the time, just like what Marta said. And in my group too, I think if you have an experienced group, ladies who've been around, praise just starts really flowing because you have learned to praise your God. It is a common step that it's people's favorite. It becomes people's favorite step. So praise can really go on. And when praise is flowing, I let it go and maybe transition to another step. And at one point too, it's quiet. And whenever it's quiet, then you can come on in and transition us into confession. But if praise is flowing, I let it go.
And sometimes that's the therapy session of the prayer hour. It's what we all need in the middle of the chaos of motherhood, is this stilling before the Lord. And I always like to think that transition words don't have to be fancy. You can just say, and now, Lord, we're going to transition into a time of confession. It's just adding verbal clarity to what you're doing. Is that how it works for you guys too?
Yes, absolutely. I probably use very simple words like, and now we're going to take this time of silent confession. I'm always careful to say the word silent so that no one feels they have to confess out loud, because we can just share our hearts with the Lord. He knows them already anyways. Yeah, it's a very, very simple, smooth place of transition. And I think it's helpful to lead one time and then you come back to a friend and say, okay, how do you do that? Because it looks like when you're in Marta's group, let's say, and then it's my first time leading, then maybe you'll have some questions afterwards, like, Marta, I should have paid attention how you did those transitions.
So sometimes my transition to confession is just like, oh Lord, I have some confessing to do. And then it's just quiet, because during praise time, sometimes you are overwhelmed with just him and how you are not him.
Well, I so appreciate that praise really is that easy. It's just responding to the scriptures that you've read and turning that attribute, that single attribute of God, over and over and over in your mind. And the attributes link up. It's impossible to separate God's faithfulness from his goodness, and that's okay when the lines blur. The benefits of praise really are that it changes us, doesn't it? It gives us strength and makes for a peaceful heart, mind, and soul, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I absolutely think that. And I love that verse in Daniel that says, those who know their God will be strong and carry out great exploits. And I have found that to be true. And Moms in Prayer really does strengthen us in helping us get to know our God. And we are women who know scripture because you're praying them and you're not realizing, but they're being planted in your heart. They're being memorized in your mind. The attributes are right there on the tip of your tongue, and they come back right when you need them. And we truly are growing. You're being strengthened in this process of getting to know your God.
I was talking to Catherine Larson, who is the director of Europe in Moms in Prayer, and she said, Moms in Prayer really is a Bible study and a time of prayer. And that's what she loved the most about that. Is that true for you guys too?
Oh, it's very scripturally based. You start with scripture. That's what you're praising, you know, using as your foundation of your praise time. And then when you pray the scripture for your child, you are praying it so specifically for their life. You are really analyzing that scripture and how it applies to your child's life. Very scripture based.
What a gift. Well, you guys, this was so easy. Thanks for helping us understand the nuts and bolts of beginning our hour with prayer.
Well, thank you for asking us, Lee.
It was our joy.
Wasn't that helpful? I love a fresh reminder about just how simple and wonderful it is to pray in one accord, and why it's so uplifting and strategic to start with praise. We hope you're savoring these lazy days of summer with your family, but tuning in each week to keep cultivating your heart for a global impact on the next generation through prayer. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms who know their God and start with praise. Moms just like you. See you next week.